The Twins going for a series sweep of the Indians in Cleveland Sunday on Mother's Day, and there are some priceless memories being created. Bottom of the first inning, Jason Kipnis is in the leadoff spot for the first time, facing Hector Santiago in a scoreless game.
And I think that's why he's trying to mix it up a little bit, maybe get Kipnis some more at-bats.
2-1 pitch, a fly ball, well hit center field, Buxton back, Byron still going, Byron at the wall, leaps up, it's gone! Leadoff homer, Jason Kipnis to dead center. That's number one. And that gets the Indians' dugout jumping around early. 1-0 drive.
And here's a guy that also been struggling a little bit over the last eight.
As he swings and launches, that is way back to center field. Long home run, Lonnie Chisenhall. 4-0 Cleveland. 2-0 pitch, a line drive, left field in trouble. Back towards the bleachers, that is gone. Third home run the Indians have today. Kipnis, Chisenhall, now Santana. 5-0 drive. Two on, two out. And the 3-1, a drive to right field. Kepler back, warning track at the wall, it's gone. Three-run homer, Jason Kipnis, his second homer today. And the Indians are blowing out the Twins early. It's 8-0.
Carlos getting most of the playing time at first base. Encarnacion thought was going to split the time a little bit. That ball's well stroked center field, long run. Buxton still tracking on the track, jumps up, makes the catch! Buxton makes the catch, collides with the wall, and is down right now on the warning track, being helped up by Max Kepler. A spectacular catch by Buxton. And even the crowd here at Progressive Field are on their feet. And that's hard contact. Hung on to this one.
The Twins can't complete the sweep of the Indians on Sunday as they lose 8-3. Here's Twins manager Paul Molitor.
Leadoff homers don't help. And then, you see some of the replays and, you know, missing spots. A little trouble getting the fastball where he wanted to, which doesn't allow him to use his other pitches very well. So, yeah, it was a battle from the start, you know, for him. You know, he got out of the first inning with one, which was a pretty good job. And then, you know, the lefties got him, you know, today. And It was uphill from there. So not his best outing. You know, hopefully he regroups and comes back the next time. It's hard for me to think about the trip as a whole right after a game like that. But I'll give our guys credit. You know, it could have got, you know, very ugly after an 8-0 deficit early. We kind of hung in there and we had some good at bats along the way. Adam had a little rough start, but he settled in and got us through some innings and. Got a couple guys out there that haven't pitched much lately at the end, and they put up zeros. So, it was just one of those things where you hope you can finish off a series here, but we weren't able to do it. So we'll take advantage of a little breather tomorrow and get ready for our first National League series with the Rockies.
Minnesota has a day off before taking on Colorado at Target Field Tuesday.